This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Rain and melted snow Friday through Sunday night tallied between a half and 1 inch on most farms south of Yakima to Connell, but only a quarter to half inch was common in Kittitas, Grant, and Adams counties. For the water year, which started October 1st, moisture now has ranged between 90 and 95% of normal, except in Pendleton, which is slightly above normal, and Moses Lake and Walla Walla, who are only about 80% of normal. Now, our next Pacific weather system is already knocking on our door, and we'll be crossing the Cascades around noon to bring up to a quarter inch this afternoon into Wednesday morning. The rainfall will likely be too brief and too light to cause much concern for cold stress on livestock. Plan on several days of dry weather from Wednesday afternoon into the middle of next week as a ridge of high pressure builds off the west coast and moves east. But since we're still in the fog season, it's likely there will be periods of stagnation, inversions, fog, and low clouds developing again this weekend. There are some indications of returning to a more active weather pattern late next week. Soil temperatures range from the lower and mid-30s in the northern Columbia Basin to the upper 30s and lower 40s in the southern Columbia Basin. It looks like air temperatures will average 2 to 4 degrees above normal through early next week, and soil temperatures will rise 1 to 3 degrees. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.